Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, July 28th, 2006. We are Ian, Stephen, and Brooksine Weber, and we share these messages each weekday morning from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Today's message is titled, My Savior's Love. Brooksine will read the scripture text from 1 John 3, verse 1.
How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are.
Yesterday evening, Esther and I drove our Amish neighbors across the county to pick up a piece of construction equipment. As we have often noted in this series, we enjoy being with this young couple and their children. We're blessed and intrigued by their simple lifestyle. My friend uses his leased truck for his business, which is considered legitimate by their faith. But he is forbidden to drive it, so he hires me or others to assist him in this way. In fact, this is among the means I'm presently using to supplement my income. As we drove along, we listened to the radio, which is also a real treat for them since they don't have a radio in their home, and it seems to settle the children if they're fussy. At the time, the station was playing children's music, and the first song to come on was Jesus Loves Me. It was one of those special moments as we all sang along. In fact, when the song was over, I called Brooksine at home, and she sang the song to the children again via mobile phone, which delighted them and to them was so cool. The last several days especially, I have been pondering the wonder of God's love. I suppose it's in part considering the religiously related conflict in so many places, particularly the Middle East.
A great emphasis in the Christian faith is God's love, and the scriptures abundantly underscore this truth. I hope we don't take this for granted and lose the wonder of John 3:16. Indeed, as an old hymn declares, how marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
The Father is motivated by love, and experiencing His love should also motivate His children. All over this planet today, my brothers and sisters are expressing the love of the Father in a vast variety of ways. Believers are serving in dangerous places, and undoubtedly some will lose their lives for His sake today. Let us all take His love into a world so full of hate. Let us stand amazed in the presence of the God who loves us so.
Let's pray. Jesus, I marvel that you choose to lavish your divine love upon me. The qualities of your love are evidenced by your ongoing forgiveness toward my wandering heart, your undeserved goodness through your faithful provisions, and the marvelous eternal future you've prepared for those of us who love and serve you. Father, words cannot adequately describe the depth of my gratitude that you did not spare your own Son, but gave him up for us all, and you graciously give us all things. The greatest reassuring promise that I ponder this morning is that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate me from your love that is found in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. When grace ceases to be amazing, then it's no longer grace. It's a quote that comes to mind, and I don't remember the originator of this quote, possibly John Newton of Amazing Grace, or someone else many centuries later reflecting upon that hymn. But it's a thought to stay with us today. When grace ceases to be amazing, then it's no longer grace.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing the prayer with us. We enjoy sharing this ministry together. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. We began in 1996, although we've had a lot of features through the years, the latest being a mobile version for cell phones, in fact. Today's our website is www.dailyencouragement.net, and we have a couple of additional resources on the page today. One is a song that really never ceases to bless me, an old song called My Savior's Love. In fact, I was singing it as we drove along last night, and again as I awoke this morning, I found both an audio and a video of this song. As well as I placed the words to the song up on the site today. It's an older song. It's out of copyright. Also today, I feel one of the greatest blessings of an assurance of God's love is facing our inevitable death. A longtime friend of mine has had a lengthy battle with cancer, which he is again dealing with. And he shares a perspective on his personal blog called Not So Good News, which I found very helpful. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful and encouraged. In the text today, we refer to John 3:16. I hope all our listeners know what that verse says and have memorized it, in fact. But that's that wonderful portion that states, "For God so loved the world." Stay faithful.